Welcome to episode 20 of School Improvement. This is Mark Westerberg. Today's episode is about middle school versus junior high. What's the difference between the two? What's the focus? What do the schedules look like? I'll quote one of my favorite colleagues of all time who is a middle school principal. And he said, "Mark, middle school is like an Oreo cookie. All the good stuff's in the middle." Let's first start with the concepts of middle school and junior high. First, there is nothing wrong with either one of them. There tends to be this mentality today, if I don't call myself a middle school, we're not doing what we're supposed to do and we're old school. That's really not the case. There are different philosophical things you do. A big part of this is understanding what you do based on the grade level configurations you have. Middle schools generally range from 5th through 8th grade. Sometimes they're 6th through 8th. Sometimes it's just a 7th and 8th. And in 7th and 8th grade, it's more likely to call yourself a junior high because you are a junior preparation for high school at that point. So let's start with junior high. Junior high focuses on preparation for high school. It's very common in a junior high to run exactly the same schedule as the high school. It's also very common to have high school credits available for eighth graders. Accelerating kids, seventh graders taking eighth grader classes, eighth graders taking ninth grade classes, is a common practice in junior high. Very highly effective districts academically have junior highs because they really do prepare kids for high school. There are a lot of advantages, especially in a building where you have 7th and 8th graders with high school, to be able to do that. There are many 8th graders who are ready for some high school credits. Obviously, there are some 9th graders not ready for 9th grade credit, but that's a whole different story. But middle school is a very different thing. Middle school focuses on a social and emotional skill. They tend to have lower grades in there, 5th and 6th grade included with 7th and 8th. And they also have a philosophy of the cores are longer than the elective classes. There also tends to be common planning period by grade level. There's also a philosophy of whether it's character strong or one of those things that are run during a bonus period or a homeroom of some nature. Middle schools are much more concerned about whole student mentality and preparation for them and work habits and those kind of things, where junior high tend to focus primarily on preparation for high school. There is no data, by the way, that tells you one is better than the other. I would tell folks, look at your grade combination first. That'll help lead your discussion of which one you want to be. If you happen to be in a 5 through 8, you almost have to have a middle school concept. If you're 6 through 8, you maybe could do a junior high, but you would treat your 6th grade differently. So your grade configuration is really the first thing. Do you have a strong SEL thing you want to put together with students and focus on a lifelong social skill? Do you have the staff available to pull off common planning, because it requires staff to be able to do that? Do you have the flexibility in your schedule to make your core classes go all year long at 60 minutes and your electives be in rotations of quarters or trimesters or semesters in 45-minute periods? That's what a quality middle school looks like. Quality middle school schedules have an emphasis on core time with lots of elective choices. The real issue at the middle school or junior high level is we need to make that age level and those grades count. We need to make sure that students are being prepared for high school and being given the skills they need to be successful at the next level. So it's really important to make middle school count. Whether you're a junior high or a middle school, it can be done. As I said, neither one is preferable. Data is pretty common out there. It's really the atmosphere and the culture of learning you create in your building that makes the difference. Generally, middle schools tend to focus, again, on social, emotional skills. Middle schools, the larger your district are with students, the more likely you are to be able to separate 7th and 8th from 5th and 6th graders. The smaller you are, the more likely you are to have a combination of 5 or 6 in a middle school to junior high building or setup. So really, your grade level configurations are a critical piece of that. One of the most important strategies for any middle school or junior high is figuring out how to bring in that first level of students, whether it's fifth graders or sixth graders. Generally speaking, middle schools who have a sixth or a fifth grade treat the fifth and sixth graders slightly different, where they have their own unique schedule, they do some team teaching, they run their periods differently. If you have fifth grade in a middle school concept, generally you still have a recess for them. The important part is to transition them to the new building in a positive way. That also carries over into high school. There are a lot of high schools who do freshman transition classes and have a slightly different freshman approach than the upper grades. Transitioning kids to the building is an important thing. So whatever your first grade to the building is, you really need to think about that in schedule and philosophy. So in a larger district, it's not uncommon, and it's certainly not a bad thing to have a junior high when you have your 7th and 8th grade together. In fact, I've been in a district where we had the building split in half, 5 and 6 on one end, 7th and 8th on the other, and they ran two very separate schedules. One was a junior high preparing students for high school. They had Spanish 1 and Algebra 1. They had accelerated English, which let them go to 10th grade English. So there are a lot of positive advantages to a junior high. There are also good things with middle school, where the kids are put in core classes with a group of teachers, team teaching, grade level teaching, SEL content like Character Strong are good things that happen in middle school. Both are good. Smaller districts tend to have a consolidated group of grades 6 through 12, 7 through 12 at least, in the same building. That becomes a question of philosophy. And do you want to have two bell schedules within the same building? I would say yes, but I also like scheduling. It's also really important to understand that middle schools can create a lot of contractual language when it comes to shorter and longer periods and 60-minute cores and 45-minute electives. But that shouldn't scare somebody off from doing the right thing with kids. Everybody understands the concept of longer time with cores because they're tested skills that we need to make sure they have. But also the importance of having shorter electives so you can create more options and choices for students. The goal of a middle school or junior high should be to allow students to have at least one course from all your elective programs during that time, so they get a sense of it and have a feel for if they want to do it in high school. So it's really important to have a lot of elective choices available. And how you grade those can be very different. My advice would be normally in elective classes in a middle school or junior high, credit, no credit makes more sense because you're not really worried about GPAs. In conclusion, the most important thing is to choose a philosophy and follow it. If you're going to be a junior high, which is a good thing, prepare your kids well for high school. Promote that's what you do. If you're a middle school, promote why you're doing your middle school concept and what the values are and how you get kids ready for high school. But neither one is disadvantageous. They both have great opportunities for students. So make sure that you name your building correctly, you refer to it. When people talk about your building, it's really important that they understand if you're a junior high or a middle school. I will guarantee you that the vast majority of your parents, in fact, probably a third of your staff, really don't know the difference between junior high and middle school. School boards almost exclusively struggle with this. They don't know what they are. They think the two words are interchangeable. They're not interchangeable. They're philosophically different. Neither one is better than the other, but they are philosophically different. Make sure your folks know what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps you out. And again, if you have any questions or comments, please give me a review or send me an email at trimesters.org. This is Mark Westerberg. Thanks for listening.